That's cool. Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. You know the different registrars of the internet, the domain names like register.com and so on? Well, one of them, that we had some business to conduct here at Bob Inyart Live, and one of the domain names that we manage, not Bob Inyart, the staffer of the registrar who had a call, his name was Kirk. And he said, you guys are, that's that Denver radio station, right? That Denver radio show, Bob Inyart Live and all the pro-life work. And we said, yeah. He said, boy, I follow you guys. I know what you guys are doing. And he reminisced a Christian radio talk show host from years ago, John Leffler. He knew very well of John Leffler. And John was one of my mentors for getting on the air talk radio. So that was a lot of fun. That was on KLTT. Back in 1993, right here on this very radio station. So to hear the media tell it, most of our military is perfectly fine with having homosexuals serve in the military. Now, an interesting thing about polls and surveys is that they don't determine right from wrong. You know the expression, God said it, that settles it. God said it, that settles it. So it wouldn't matter if every person in Germany thought it was okay to kill Jews. It wouldn't be okay. It wouldn't matter if every American in this country thought it was okay to own blacks. That wouldn't make it okay. What ultimately determines right from wrong is whether or not something is consistent with God's nature. And so when God reveals himself to us in our conscience, and through his word, and expressly through the person of Jesus Christ, then we know what's right and wrong, and we don't need polls to tell us. But it's interesting to look at the polls, because what it shows you is that the media lies, and we should all know that. Here at Bob Inyart Live, we have the brightest audience in the country, so we should know that the media in America is essentially godless. It's left-wing, it's rebellious against God, and so therefore it reports from its perspective and calls evil good and good evil. Our number here, 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. This week we've had a vote in the U.S. Senate, and 56-39, they voted against banning earmarks. Now, what's an earmark? An earmark, it's a trademark shaped like an ear. No, an earmark is legislation that directs funds to be spent on specific local projects. Earmarks easily become payola to political cronies. Let's say a $1.5 million restroom at a nature preserve built by some construction tycoon who donated to some pro-abortion politician, that would be an earmark. And yes, I know earmarks are bipartisan, and Democrats do earmarks also. I know that. So let's say an abortion contractor like White's Construction, or Auschwitz for short, donates to a politician, then White's could urge that politician to allocate $30 million for a construction project that they're slated to build. So the Senate voted against a temporary 2-year ban on earmarks. That's not surprising. Now, back to this Pentagon poll. And again, we don't poll to find out right from wrong, but the reporting on the poll shows us that the military is not being accurately portrayed by our media. The media is misrepresenting the troops. And to find out about this, let's go to the phones. Chaplain Gordon James Klingenschmidt, former U.S. Navy chaplain, Chaplain Klingerschmidt. Welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
God bless you, sir, and God bless your listeners in Jesus' name. Can I say that on your show?
You sure can. We're still in America, maybe not in our Canada listeners. They might have to report you to the government there. But A. Chaplin, our producer who got you on the line, he's an assistant chaplain with the Special Forces. I don't know if he told you that.
He did not mention that, but I'm so grateful to all chaplain assistants. They're the ones with the guns who are the bodyguards, protect us non-combatants on the battlefield.
All right. So we're proud of Josiah for doing that. So, Chaplain, could you tell us about this poll? I know that you've looked at the poll, not only the media's reporting of the poll.
Yes. Don't believe the media's reporting of the poll, first of all, because 2 weeks ago, the homosexual activists leaked a phony stat. They said that 70% of the troops either support repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell or have mixed feelings about open homosexuality. Well, if you lump all the people who have mixed feelings in all of the liberals, then you get 70%. But guess what happens if you lump all of the people who have mixed feelings in with the conservatives?
The ones who are against homosexuals serving in the military, what do you end up with then?
You end up with 91% of our troops either oppose homosexuality and open service in the military or have mixed feelings about it. So you can tell right there the liberal media has chosen to lump together their stats and they deceive the American people. I've read the fine print of the entire report. We have that out on PrayInJesusName.org. We have all of our stats. And if you have a few minutes, I can go through some of the more specific questions that were asked of our troops.
Yeah, Chaplain, I would love to do that because, again, this doesn't tell us what is right or wrong. God tells us what is right or wrong, and that's a reflection of his character, his nature. Everything consistent with his nature is good and right. And everything in opposition to his nature is wrong. But what this does tell us, it gives us a better understanding of our troops, and it shows us that the media in America cannot be trusted.
You're absolutely right. In question 45 of the Pentagon poll, they asked troops, if you had a leader whom you believed was gay or lesbian, was that a positive or negative impact on the unit's performance? 9% said a gay or lesbian leader had a positive impact on unit performance. 91% said a gay or lesbian leader had a negative or mixed impact on the unit performance.
91%. So that's effectively the opposite of what the media was reporting.
That's exactly true. And I'm reading out of question 68C, what is the impact on unit trust if Don't Ask, Don't Tell is repealed? 85% of Marine combat arms, 75% of Army combat arms. Those are the guys in combat on the front line.
Right. These are not the clerks, for example, working in a nice office in Washington, D.C. These are combat arms.
But even those, including the clerks, 64% overall, 64% of all troops polled said that repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell would have negative, very negative, or mixed impact on unit trust.
And if you what if you just look at the Marines in combat?
If just the Marines in combat, that's 85% are opposed to repealing.
75% of the Army. 85%, and here the headlines have been telling us that 70% of our troops are perfectly fine with, well, and they do add the caveat in the small print. They either support it or they don't oppose it or they have mixed feelings. You know,
right.
Statistics, you could play games with statistics, can't you? It's pretty easy.
Yeah, you really can. Question 90 says that if you're forced to share an open shower bay facility with someone who is openly homosexual, 29% are willing to take showers. 71% of the military would either stop showering or shower at other times, or complain to leaders or chaplains, or they don't know what they would do, or they would do, quote, something else, end quote, which may include physical violence. 71% don't want to
share. 71%, and, you know, that 8% might go up if it wasn't theoretical, if it was actual, because we don't have our female officers shower with men because it would be sexual harassment. And so basic human dignity requires that you provide people an environment where they will not be the target of sexual voyeurism in bathrooms and showers and in sleeping quarters and so on.
Yeah, I mean, they share two-man tents on the front lines. No wonder they don't want homosexuals. They don't want to turn the foxhole into a date night or a Navy ship into the love boat. Our soldiers, 24%, this is question 81, said they would leave the military or think about leaving sooner than planned. In other words,
whoa,
a quarter of our troops.
Whoa.
A half a million troops are going to quit the service early, which will destroy our national security.
They're saying they would leave the military or think about leaving sooner than planned. One of those two, one out of four troops. And so,
yes.
Yeah, so this is the opposite of what the media wanted us to believe about our troops. All right.
Question number 80, and this impacts recruiting efforts because it asks, if Don't Ask, Don't Tell is repealed, how will you feel about recommending military service to others who are not yet in the military? 6% said they would positively recommend the service to others if homosexuality is allowed.
Right.
94% feel negative, mixed, no effect, or don't know about recommending military service to others. So based on word of mouth, only 6% are going to say, yeah, it's a good thing to join the military and serve alongside homosexuals.
So one out of 20. And the 94%, a chunk of that is they say it'll have no effect. But another big chunk is they say, well, some of that would be negative then, whether I'd recommend it or not. And a good chunk would feel negative.
Yes, mixed, or they don't know.
And this is after our country conditioning young people, our military is mostly young, into the lie to believe that homosexuality is morally acceptable or justifiable, which it's not. But even through all that conditioning, you know, liberals have a hard go of it because they have to deny reality. They even have to deny human sexuality, that God made us male and female. They have to deny all that. That's pretty tough. But when your hatred against God is strong enough, you'll take on any comer for any reason. So, but this is our troops still recognizing right from wrong after years of being lied to about homosexuality.
Well, homosexuality is a lie. As you know, it says in Romans 1 that they've exchanged the truth of God for a lie, men working with men, that which is unseemly. And that's been sort of the counter argument to these, the false testimony that was given on Capitol Hill. There's been questions about, I think Admiral Mullen, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said he wants homosexuals to serve because it's more honest when a man comes out and claims to be a woman. I think that's fundamentally dishonest. When a man comes out and claims to be a woman, he's lying about who he really is and who God made him to be.
That's such a great point, Chaplain. And could I give you just a couple examples here at Bob and Yurt Live? We've been on the air for 20 years, 5 days a week. We're on a 50,000-watt AM radio station. And I asked one homosexual who went through an operation, dresses like a woman, but he was a guy. And I asked him, if you were on a ship, say the Titanic or any ship, and it was going down, and they said, women and children to the lifeboats, what would you do? And Chaplain Klingenschmidt, he got very angry, and he would not answer the question. He got angry because I think he knows inherently he's a guy, and it's his role to protect women and protect children. And so that put him in a quandary. And one other example I'll give you, at a downtown Denver FM radio station, I was invited to debate a homosexual who was dressed like a woman, and this guy brought into the studio a purse and a big gulp, you know, like you might get at a gas station or a 7-Eleven, a big gulp, and he spilled it right before we went on the air. He spilled the big gulp on the table in the studio. It was like a little pond on the table. And he panicked, and he took his purse, and he put it under the edge of the table, and he was scooping the pop into his purse. Pop and purse, pop and purse. And I said to him, I said, no woman in the world would scoop pop into her purse. You are a guy. You are a guy. And he had a hard time denying that obvious truth.
That's, you know, if it weren't so sad, it would be funny. But
yeah.
God does not wink at homosexuality. I, as a Navy chaplain, I ministered to homosexuals in combat, you know, on a Navy ship. This one young woman came to me for counseling, said she had been raped and abused, and she was going to be a witness in a trial, but she couldn't testify because she said the sex was not consensual because I'm a lesbian. I wouldn't have consensual sex, and that was proof to her that it was a rape.
Wow.
And I said, you know, I wept with this woman. I cried with her as a chaplain. She's a, you know, a beautiful young woman, but
wow,
in a very difficult situation. So I said, is it possible, you know, you say you were abused by men in your family when you were younger. Maybe that's why you turned away from guys and you became a lesbian. Is it possible that Jesus Christ was inside those men who abused you, or was the devil inside of those men who abused you?
Wow.
And she had to agree it was the devil inside of those abusive men, because if Jesus was inside of them, they would have treated her with respect and dignity, treated her as a woman,
right,
the way she deserves. I said, well, is it possible then that maybe Jesus can be the first man that you ever trust? That,
wow,
since he is gentle and kind and would treat you with respect, that maybe you could trust or even get married to Jesus Christ.
Wow.
And we had a wedding ceremony.
Wow.
She gave her life to Jesus Christ.
Chaplain! Chaplain Klingenschmidt, yeah, what an extraordinary testimony. Could you give us your website again?
Yes, our website is prayinjesusname.org. Again, that's prayinjesusname.org. And after the exorcism, she came up straight and started dating boys. So there is hope and healing in Jesus Christ. We have a petition going to Congress. We will fax your petition if you sign that at prayinjesusname.org. to all 100 senators instantly to oppose repeal of homosexuality, keep Don't Ask, Don't Tell the way it is, and keep our protect our service from homosexual aggression.
Now, you said, Chaplain, that this woman, that this was in a combat situation. Did I hear you right?
I was preparing to go to combat. She was on the shore awaiting, you know, the trial for her difficulties.
Oh, wow. Could I ask you this? When the Pentagon did this survey, they had a question 66 about combat performance, and they wanted to know if open homosexuality impacted combat performance, how would it impact it? Do you have those results?
Yes. 9% said homosexuality has a positive impact on combat performance. 91% said it was a negative or mixed impact on combat performance. Question 71, how do you feel about permitting homosexuality in a field environment or out at sea? 11% of all troops said they feel positive about that. 60% said they feel negative or mixed about that. And 19% said it might not have any effect. So again, it's 5-1 against homosexuality in its impact in a field environment or out at sea.
Wow. All right, and any final particulars from that survey that you'd like to share with us?
Last one here, question 73. How would open homosexual service affect morale? Only 5% said it would positively boost morale. 41% said it would negatively impact morale or have mixed impact, and the rest either don't know or didn't think it would have an effect. But again, that's like 41-5. That's 20-1 against open homosexuality. The press has deceived the public. The troops do not want this. It's being forced on them against their will. And that's why we are going to bat. We've identified 9 senators who are on the fence about this. We have their names and phone numbers at our website, prayinjesusname.org. Right now, the Liberals claim they have 60 votes. My whip count is around 57 votes. They need 60 to force this through this lame duck session. They're trying really hard to do it, but we are so close to stopping them. If people will sign the petition at PrayInJesusName.org, I think we can stop them and push it off to next year.
Mm. Wow. Well, Chaplain, thank you for getting the word out on this. This is another way to argue the same issue. If we love our neighbor, if we love the men and women in uniform who defend our nation, then we want to warn them about the influences that will destroy them. And homosexuality is one of the greatest threats to national security and to our families and our loved ones that there is in the world today. I think if you compare homosexuality to Islamic terrorism, two tremendous threats, but I think it's undeniable that homosexuality is by far the greater threat that destroys Americans by the tens of thousands annually in our country, dwarfing the harm that has come from Islamic terrorism even. So this is a pretty important fight that you've taken on here.
Well, and more importantly, it'll cost the blessing of God upon our troops. General George Washington, our first commander-in-chief, said, we cannot expect to fight and win wars. We cannot expect the blessing of God upon our arms if we continue to insult God with impiety and folly. And once God removes his hand of blessing from the U.S. military, there is nothing left protecting us from being destroyed in the next war. So I pray that we will not insult God by flaunting homosexuality and forcing it upon our troops. Our troops don't want it. God doesn't want it. We need to take a stand as God's people.
Mm. All right. Well, Chaplain Klingenschmidt, thank you so much for joining us here at Bob and Yurt Live. What an honor.
God bless you, Bob. Call me anytime. I live in Colorado Springs. I'd love to meet you for lunch.
Oh, wouldn't that be great? What a joy. I didn't realize that. You know what? If it's okay, I'd like to have my producer put you on hold, and we'll arrange for that to happen soon.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, God bless you. So that was Chaplain Gordon James Klingenschmidt, who is a former U.S. Navy chaplain, and we thought he would be the perfect person to talk about regarding this Pentagon survey and report on repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Now, Don't Ask, Don't Tell, things get so twisted when you are off of the foundation of God's word and what God has revealed to us through Jesus Christ. For example, today, the people who are advocating that we keep Don't Ask, Don't Tell were against it 20 years ago because it was a step toward the normalization of homosexuality, which destroys people. And so the conservatives who were against this 20 years ago today are for it. They want to keep that law. The same thing happens generally with all kinds of public policy issues. And if you don't ask God for the wisdom to understand and stay on top of these issues, gradually you're like the frog in the pan of water on the stove, and as it's getting hotter and hotter, you just are going along with it. And pretty soon you're boiled to death. Let's go to North Glen, Colorado. Deanna, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Thank you, Bob. I heard a very interesting commentary this morning on KLTT.
Yeah.
And it just goes to show that what you've said, you can prove anything with a survey, depending on how you word the question. But this recent survey that they're saying shows that most military don't have a problem with repealing Don't Tell, Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
Right.
They said the question on that survey, and your chaplain was obviously much more up to date than I probably am, but he said that the question on that survey was, if Don't Ask, Don't Tell is repealed, then how would that affect how you perform in the military? And I don't remember the percentage, but most of the men said it wouldn't affect it. I would still do my job.
Mm.
Now, that's very different from what they're saying it said, and they're saying that most of the military don't have a problem with repealing it, which is a bald-faced lie.
Yeah.
And they're twisting the results with a twisted question that was asked.
Yeah, I think so. And that's one of the problems with surveys. For example, when you're dealing with a moral issue, Deanna, it's inherently wrong to take a survey on a moral issue. For example, do you think that we should legalize the lynching of blacks? And when you ask questions like that, and like non-directive psychoanalysis, you go into a high school, and if you ask 200 teenage boys, should it be legal to rape girls, rape women?
Mm-hmm.
And some percentage of them will say yes.
Mm-hmm.
And
sure.
It's fundamental, like Fox News, they brag about being fair and balanced. Well, when you're talking about dismembering children in the womb, or if you're talking about gassing Jews at Auschwitz, fair and balanced means you've sided with the enemy. You are part of the problem, not part of the solution.
Right.
So it's wrong to be fair and balanced about owning blacks as slaves or killing Jews or dismembering children or whether or not homosexuals should serve in the military. That is an issue that is the equivalent of shaking your fist at God and saying, we don't care what you say, we will do what we want to do.
Yeah. And no great civilization in the entire history of our world has ever survived approving homosexuality.
Approving of homosexuality.
Yeah.
Deanna, thank you.
The downfall of our nation.
Thank you so much for calling in.
You're quite welcome.
All right.
Bye-bye.
May God bless you. And we're about out of time. Our number, 1-800-8-NYART, can also be used to order our Bible study resources, our topical videos, our subscriptions, Bible study albums, our Bible studies and sermons on DVDs. 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. Our store online, if you go to our website, KGOV.com, you could click on our store, or you can see right there on our homepage, we point out for Christmas, we've got something for everyone. Literally, for kids, parents, teenagers, science lovers, Bible students, theologians, atheists, we've got something for everyone, and free shipping now through Christmas. So please, you'll help us out and you'll help yourself.